News from the Seminary by Professor Ron Kaminga. The Protestant Reformed Seminary has begun another year of instruction. Both students and faculty have eagerly taken up once again the work of teaching and learning, with a view to training men for the gospel ministry in our churches and sister churches. After the work and vacation that occupied the summer, it's good to be back in the classroom and into the routine of the school year. There is always an enthusiasm that marks the beginning of a new year of study. The new school year began with the traditional convocation service that was held at the Granville Protestant Reformed Church on Wednesday, September 5, 2012. Professor Kaminga spoke on the Protestant Reformed Seminary and the good Christian schools. Good attendance at convocation and graduation is always encouraging. This year's attendance was disappointing. We hope that this does not become a trend. We begin the school year without any new students. We have no first-year students. This ought to be a matter of concern and prayer to us all. Our churches have need of pastors. For this reason, parents ought to talk to their sons. Christian school teachers ought to talk to their students. Ministers and consistories ought to be talking to their young men. We all need to put before young men who exhibit the spiritual and intellectual gifts for the ministry the possibility that God may be calling them to be preachers of the gospel. This year we have three students in the seminary. Mr. Eric Geikelaar is spending the first semester in Loveland, Colorado, finishing his internship. Under the supervision of the Loveland PRC consistory and the mentoring of Reverend Stephen Key, he is getting the hands-on sort of experience that the internship provides. During the internship, he will make and preach a goodly number of sermons, teach a couple of catechism classes, lead some Bible study societies, take part in visiting the sick and shut-ins, attend council and consistory meetings as well as the meeting of Classis West, and take part in all the other aspects of the work of the ministry. Since its beginning, the internship program has proven to be of inestimable value in the preparation of our students for the ministry. The faculty is grateful to those ministers and consistories that have been willing to be a part of this program. While in Loveland, Mr. Geikelaar and his wife, Cherith, will be blessed, the Lord willing, with the birth of their first child. Mr. Geikelaar will return to the Grand Rapids area in order to finish his last semester of coursework in the seminary before being examined with a view to candidacy by the Synod of 2013. Mr. and Mrs. Geikelaar are members of our Hudsonville, Michigan congregation. Mr. Joshua Engelsma is in his third year of study in the seminary. Mr. Engelsma, accompanied by his wife and two children, spent most of his summer preaching in churches in the West, with an extended stay in Edgerton, Minnesota, prior to the arrival of its new pastor, Reverend Doug Kuiper. By their testimony, they thoroughly enjoyed the opportunity to worship with and become acquainted with the saints in these Western congregations. Mr. Engelsma will be doing his internship, the Lord willing, July through December 2013. He and his wife Courtney and young son and daughter are members of our Hope Walker congregation. Mr. Ryan Barnhill is in his second year of study in the seminary. The big change in Mr. Barnhill's life this summer was his marriage to Miss Miranda Buter. We pray the Lord's richest blessing on their union. A minister's wife is a priceless asset in the ministry. It is our confidence that the new Mrs. Barnhill will be such an asset to her husband in his future work with Christ's bride. The Barnhills are members of our Hudsonville PRC. Missing this year from the student body is Mr. Vernon Ibey, who along with his wife Melody and two young sons returned this summer to their homeland, the Philippines, and to their home church, the Berean Protestant Reformed Church in the Philippines. Indeed, the Ibeys will be sorely missed. Brother Vernon from the classroom and his family from the extended life of the seminary, including the regular gathering of the professors' and students' wives. We rejoice, however, that Brother Ivy has accepted that call the Berean congregation extended to him to be their pastor. It is our prayer that, for many years to come, he may be used of God for the cause of the Reformed faith in the Philippines. Together with our missionaries, Reverend Richard Smith and Reverend Daniel Klein, may he proclaim throughout the islands of the Philippines the precious tradition of the truth that God has been pleased in his grace to give us. Although there are no incoming students this year, our hopes are high for next year. There are 7 young men living in the Grand Rapids area who are in their last year of college and who are taking Greek reading with Professor Gritters. Out of a desire to be of greater service to our members, the professors have opened up a select number of their classes to auditors. We experimented with this last year and had good results. A number of auditors are sitting in and benefiting from the lectures and class discussion in history of dogma, church polity, New Testament history, and Christology. If you live in the Grand Rapids area, you may want to consider doing this in the future. The fact that there are no first-year students has made possible a rare opportunity in the history of our seminary, a kind of silver lining to this cloud, as it were. For the 2012-2013 academic year, Professor Dykstra is on a partial sabbatical. He is teaching just one course, History of Dogma. During the sabbatical, Professor Dykstra will be researching and writing in the area of Christian education, including the history of Reformed Christian education, the principles that underlie this movement, and the Reformed worldview imparted through this education. It is anticipated that Professor Dykstra's sabbatical will result in the creation of an interim course, as well as in the publication of a book or syllabus that will also be of benefit to our people, especially our elders and ministers who seek to carry out the requirements of Church Order Article 21. The faculty has begun work on plans for the observance of the 450th anniversary of the publication of the Heidelberg Catechism in the fall of 2013. A conference is being planned for Thursday and Friday evenings, October 17 and 18, and Saturday morning, October 19, 2013. Mark your calendars. The conference will be held in the Hudsonville PRC with the theme, Our Only Comfort, commemorating the 450th anniversary of the Heidelberg Catechism. Make your plans now to attend what will undoubtedly be a profitable conference. And be on the lookout for more details, including speech topics and speakers, in upcoming advertising. We cannot thank enough the seminary support staff. For many years now, Mr. Don Duzma has served faithfully as our registrar, and his wife Judy as faculty secretary. We look forward to another year of working with both of them. Mr. Charles Terpstra was hired a year ago as the seminary's librarian. In just his first year, he has proven himself to be a valuable member of our support staff, always eager to assist students and professors. The seminary would not run smoothly without the contribution of each member of our support staff. The seminary covets the prayers of the churches. Pray that God keeps our seminary faithful to our Reformed heritage. Pray for our faithfulness on the part of the professors and diligence on the part of the young men who are preparing for the ministry. May the seminary continue to be a rich source of blessing to our denomination, as it has since the days of its founding. And may young men continue to graduate from the seminary who are thoroughly prepared for the ministry and who possess a fervent determination not to know anything in their preaching save Jesus Christ and him crucified. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 2. For the faculty, Professor Ron Kaminga, Rector.